Welcome to the Daily Energize podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.
Hey Energizer, I hope you are moving. You are getting your butt in gear and moving it. Because, you know, there's something that just, I'll be honest, it bothers me, it irks me to a degree, and I try to not let it because everyone's living their own life, but I'm human, and I notice and I'm aware that these things bug me. It doesn't align, right? We'll put it that way. It doesn't align, and I do my best to not let it suck away my energy, but I want to share it here, and hopefully it'll help you. Well, not do it, because in my opinion, if you're doing this thing, it's not helping you live your life to the max. It's not helping you shine bright. So what is that thing? What am I talking about? Well, before I share, just please, if you could, share this episode out with one person or share the podcast out with just one person. I would appreciate it. That way we can continue to grow, help, and support others on their journey. Okay, so let's dive in. I don't want to make you wait too long. But what is the thing that irks me that's not in alignment? And that is people who have dreams and goals, but they don't work for it. They have these hopes of things to achieve and things to do and experience, yet they just sit on their laurels and don't do anything about it. They just complain that that's not here yet. Why isn't this here yet? I want this, but yet they don't do anything to make it happen. I don't know about you, but man, that's just not in alignment, and it bothers me. And yes, it's an energy vampire I'm working on, and I'm usually pretty good about just releasing it. But I just want to share that. I mean, the person that bugs me, so I'll share that. But also, if that's you, if you are a person who's saying, hey, I have these goals, I have these dreams, but I'm just not going to work at it. I'm just going to sit here and watch TV. Or I'm just going to sit here and not do anything. You're not helping yourself. You're not helping yourself step into your light and shine. You're not helping yourself improve your life. You're not helping yourself raise your vibration. Now, I want to be perfectly clear. There are times that we need to rest. So I don't want anyone saying, well, Spencer said we can't rest. No, we have to just go, go, go. That's not what I'm saying. Yes, there is time for rest. There's times we need to recharge. Just a couple episodes we talked about self-care. Taking time for you that isn't necessarily maybe working directly towards your goals. What I'm talking about are the people who say, hey, I want to start a business, and they have this idea, but yet they don't do anything to start it. Now, maybe there's a limiting beliefs or fear that's stopping them. But if they just sit with that fear, they're still not doing anything. Although if they start to work at overcoming that fear, overcoming those limiting beliefs, it might not necessarily look like work to the rest of the world, but they're working internally about it, and resolving and growing, awesome. But then start to, after that, and hopefully during that, you're taking some action, some physical action to make it happen. And whatever that is. Because once you start taking action, it's movement, it's energy that is being, I wouldn't say created, because I don't think we can create energy, but it's energy going out. So then we can keep that energy, and more energy negates more energy. So we just keep growing and growing and growing. And we build that momentum going forward. Now, trust me, there's times when I'm just going to sit on my butt and watch TV and enjoy it. There's times I'm going to just meditate and be. But there's also times that I'm going to get off my butt and get going. Now, I've been working at see what's that motivation, what's that energy behind it. I think I shared, it was a number of episodes ago, but I think I shared that for a lot of time it was frustration drove that energy. And while frustration's great at times, I'm trying to come from a place of just whole energy sovereignty for all things. And I'll tell you, it's been a struggle. There's been points. I still have the motivation to keep going and push, but not necessarily as hard or as much as frustration. But guess what? I'm still doing it. I'm still making choices, taking action, doing the things. So I say this to you. If you have goals and dreams that you want to achieve, take action. Maybe that action is creating a plan, overcoming the limiting beliefs or fears, calling a person, sending an email, hiring a coach, but take action. Because if you just sit there and don't do anything, then the likelihood of that dream and goal becoming a reality is slim. Is it possible? Sure. A lot of things are. But if you want to manifest it and really bring it in, start going and getting in alignment with it and taking the needed action and steps to help it come here even faster. All right, that's all I got. Thank you for being here, joining me. Let's take action on the things that matter to us. All right, keep being you and shining bright. Until next time, I will catch you later.
Welcome to the Daily Energize Podcast, where you'll get a jolt of energy and a quick tip to help you conquer your day. Now here's your host, the Prince of Positivity himself, Spencer Jones.